The fifth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you, and after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip?" said Jesus to him. "And you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father."
It is Holy Thursday night. Jesus is with his apostles in the supper room, while Judas is on his way to the Sanhedrin. Jesus gives the 11 a new commandment to love one another as he has loved them. He cautions them against being overconfident in their ability to cope with future trials. "Now at present you are sure," he says, "because you still have me. You have God with you. Before long, the incarnate God will be caught and you will no longer have him. And Satan, after making you heavy," your very certainty is a trick of Satan whose ballast will weigh you down, "Satan will frighten you. He will insinuate to you, 'God does not exist, I do.' And as you will still be able to reason, although made dull by fear, you will understand that when Satan is the master of the hour, good is dead and evil is active, the spirit is dejected and the human is triumphant. You will then be like warriors without a leader, chased by the enemy. In the dismay of being defeated, you will bow your necks to the conqueror. And in order not to be killed, you will disown the fallen hero. But please, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, and believe also in me. Believe in me against all appearances. Let him who remains and him who runs away believe in my mercy and in the Father's. Both he who is silent and he who moves his lips to say, 'I do not know him.' And likewise, believe in my forgiveness. And believe that whatever your actions may be in the future, in good and in my doctrine and consequently in my church, they will give you equal places in heaven. In the house of my Father there are many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you. Because I am going ahead to prepare a place for you. Do good fathers not do likewise when they have to take their little children elsewhere? They go ahead. They prepare the house, the furnishings, the provisions. Then they go back to get their dearest ones. They do so out of love, so that the little ones may lack nothing and may not be uncomfortable in the new place. I do the same, and for the same reason. I'm going now, and when I have prepared a place for you in the celestial Jerusalem, I will come again and take you with me, so that you may be where I am, where there is no death or mourning, no tears, no shouting, no hunger, no pain, no darkness, no parching thirst, but only light, peace, happiness, and singing. O song of the highest heavens, when the 12 chosen ones will sit on thrones with the 12 patriarchs of the tribes of Israel. In the ardour of the fire of spiritual love, standing upright over the sea of beatitude, they will sing the eternal song, accompanied by the arpeggio of the eternal alleluia of the angelical host. I want you to be where I shall be. You know where I'm going, and you know the way. But Lord, we know nothing, says Thomas. You are not telling us where you are going. How can we know the way? I am the way, the truth, the life. You have heard me say this and explain it several times. Really, some people who did not even know that there is a God have walked ahead along my way, and they are already ahead of you. Oh, where are you, lost sheep of God, brought back to the fold by me? And where are you whose soul has been raised? Who? Of whom are you speaking? Of Mary of Lazarus? She's in the other room with your mother. Do you want her? Or do you want Joanna? She is certainly in her mansion, but if you wish so, we'll go and call her for you. No, not them. I was thinking of the one who will be revealed only in heaven, and of Photonai. Jesus is referring to the woman at the well. They found me, and they have never left my way again. To one I pointed out the Father as the true God. To the other, who did not even know she had a soul, I said, My name is Saviour. I save whoever has the good will to be saved. I am the one who looks for those who are lost. I give life, truth, and purity. Those who look for me will find me. And they both found God. I bless you, weak Eves who have become stronger than Judith. I am coming, and I'm coming where you are. You comfort me. May you be blessed. Show us the Father, Lord, and we shall be equal to them, says Philip. I have been with you all for such a long time, and you, Philip, still do not know me. He who sees me sees the Father. So how can you say, Let us see the Father? Can you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not say them by myself. It is the Father living in me who accomplishes all my work. And do you, all of you, not believe that I am in the Father and he is in me? What must I say to make you believe? If you do not believe my words, believe at least in my deeds. I say to you, and I truly say to you, he who believes in me will perform the deeds that I do, and will perform even greater ones, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, I will do it, so that the Father may be glorified in his Son. And I will do anything you ask on behalf of my name. My name is known for what it really is, only to me, to the Father who generated me, and to the Spirit who proceeds from our love. and anything is possible in that name. He who thinks of my name with love loves me and obtains. But it is not sufficient to love me. It is necessary to keep my commandments in order to have true love. Feelings are testified by deeds. Azaria, Maria's guardian angel, tells Maria, Jesus most holy said, In my Father's house there are many places, but to occupy them one single character is required, that of charity. One will possess his place in heaven by having been a master of souls on earth, another by having been a disciple, another by suffering, another by wisdom, another by preaching, and another by a hidden life. Some will do so by remaining in the world as good citizens, children, husbands and fathers. Some, on the other hand, by renouncing everything for a cloistered or monastic vocation. But all of those who dwell in the house of God, children or old people, rich or poor, learned or illiterate, must possess one single character, that of charity. And Jesus tells Maria, I said this, whoever loves me does the same works that I do, for I live in those who love me. I live in victims who annul themselves in love, to the point of dying from love, and I work the wonders of my power in them.